The axing of school transfer tests for 11-year-olds looks as far away as ever in Northern Ireland. The new Education Minister, the DUP's Peter Weir, has spoken of his support for academic selection. And speaking at a Stormont committee, he's backed it on the grounds of equality.
Essentially, you would have a series of very expensive private schools and everybody else simply left in comprehensive schools and that sort of division. So I think from the point of view of the social impact, I think the alternative is worse.
It's an interesting discussion to start to talk about, but it's the grounds of equality. Former principal Michelle Markham's on the line, as well as the commentator Alex Kane. Michelle, turning to you first, what do you think about this? Do you think it's it is the case that the transfer tests are going to remain in whatever form for many, many years to come now?
Well, I think that what has been proven over the last number of years with the unregulated tests is that whether or not there's an official or an unofficial test, the grammar schools have been able, because of legislation, to instate, to have these tests, and they're not going to leave them now, whether they're official or unofficial. The grammar schools want academic selection by exam for entry to their schools. The question is then that loads of children who are unable to access those tests, unable to pay for them, etc., are denied access to schools that their parents think they would like to try for. The bottom line is that the underachieving young males, whether Protestant or Catholic, are still not going to get access unless Peter Weir decides that such tests are only on the curriculum that the children are being taught in the primary schools. Now, if he decides that if he announces that there will be an academic selection test based on the curriculum in the primary schools, then the argument goes that every child would have equal access. But if there is an introduction within that test of any kind of intelligence quotient or something like that, where you're cut off at a certain point, those young people who are in schools which are less high achieving simply won't get a chance.
Well, it's well over a decade since the 11 plus. Yeah. They announced that they were going to scrap the 11 plus.
Yeah.
I think it's 2002 that they announced they were going to get rid of it.
Oh,
and then 2008 it was going to be.
Yeah,
it was actually scrapped.
Unofficial test was September.
Now, up to that point, the 11 plus was kind of part of the curriculum. It was the people were tested. They got that support inside schools.
Well, actually,
if Peter Weir's going to talk about equality,
it wasn't part of the curriculum. The test. The 11 plus test, while it may have been official, was not an actual part of the day-to-day curriculum.
I think anybody who went through schools knows that they were taught and prepared for it by their schools.
Yes, now that's a different point that you're making. Yes, they were. And the normal curriculum was suspended for children during the time that the preparation for the test went on. And that meant that children who were not entering for that test were very often sidelined into another group who were doing other work which wasn't really supervised, and I'm not criticising my colleagues for that. That's simply the way it was.
But my point within that then, Alex Kane, is that if it is going to be the case that Peter Weir is talking about equality, surely there needs to be a transfer test that's within the system as opposed to transfer tests that are existing on the fringes of it.
Yeah, I think that's a huge problem, Chris. I agree with Michelle. I think there's almost like two separate arguments. It's quite clear, even all during the years, right the way through the 11 plus, the academic selection tests we have now, there's always been that hardcore, maybe 40% of children who are, putting it brutally, undereducated. The system has completely 100% failed them. That should be a priority. That has to be addressed. There are bright kids in there who should be streamed somewhere where they will be appreciated and be able to progress with other kids who maybe just need to go down other lines. They need to be addressed as well. But the other thing set against that, there's a very clear demand, a very clear, let's call it a customer-led, parent-led demand for academic selection. They want their children into what are perceived to be better schools, schools where they're socially better.
But that could be at the expense of other students, pupils, and that causes real problems, doesn't it? And it makes inequality worse.
That's what I'm saying, Chris. Those two arguments are side by side. They've been side by side for 60, 70, 80 years, as they were in England. England tried to get round the problem by the comprehensive route, which has all systematically failed huge numbers as well. And as Peter Weir said yesterday, the committee, it's also introduced hundreds of private schools which are only for the very wealthy.
Okay.
And very wealthy who aren't done by testing will get in simply because their parents can afford to put them in.
Alex, thank you very much indeed.